Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I am coming to you live from the studios of Waves of Glory. It is a magnificent day in the kingdom, and we are delighted to be here with you to just share a few moments of what the Holy Spirit is downloading into my spirit this particular season. The topic of today's discussion is the power of decision. The power of decision. And first, I guess we have to discover what does it mean to decide. A decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. And in today's world, we have many choices. We have the left and the right. Even in America today, we are trying to decide whether we are going to vote for a particular candidate or not. In each of our lives and on a daily basis, there are choices and decisions that must be made. And what happens is our lives come to a standstill when we refuse to make a decision. So when I begin to look up the word indecision is the inability to make a decision quickly. And I've been studying as a marketplace apostle. I've been studying in the business world, and one of the success tips they have for us is that a good leader makes decisions quickly and does not change his or her mind. So in order to be an effective leader, you have to have the ability to make decisions quickly. Now, when we seek the word of the Lord, the Bible tells us that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to every man and upbraids not. So there is no reason for us to be unsure of the decisions that we need to make on a daily basis, because we have the resources of heaven. We have the mind of Christ. We have the thoughts of God to guide us in every decision that we need to make. And God has done such a marvelous job of showing us what his thoughts are by giving us the Logos word, which is the written word of God. But when we spend time with him, when we come into his, when we ask of him, His wisdom is current. His wisdom is right now. His wisdom is relevant for the age and the time in which we live. We don't have to just simply rely on what God said to Moses, because God is willing to speak to you today. If you need wisdom, the Apostle James said many, many, many years after Moses, said to us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And when I was going through the scriptures today, I found that in the history of the children of Israel, they were always fluctuating back and forth between serving God and serving idols, serving God and serving idols, serving God and serving idols. And many of us today are on the same pathway. We think that we can serve God and serve the world or the devil at the same time. We think that we can serve God and serve mammon at the same time, which is riches and excess possessions. We think that we can serve God and serve those things at the same time. And we have to decide today whether or not our focus and priority is going to be God, or our focus and priority is going to be self. Sometimes our focus and priority of the things that we serve is not the devil, it's not possessions, it's just ourselves. We don't want to do what God wants us to do. We don't want to yield. We don't want to humble ourselves. So we go on about our day doing what we want for our lives and asking God to put a stamp of approval on it. And that's not going to work. It is not going to make us successful. So we have to choose between two things, whether we're going to serve God or we're going to serve ourselves. When I'm talking about Elijah, I was just talking about him in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. It says, Elijah approached all the people and asked, how long will you keep hesitating between two sides? If the Lord is God, go after him. If Baal, go after him. But the people didn't say a word. My goodness, this is the most important question that has ever been posed in the life of a person. Hi, Yahusha. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. How long are you going to keep hesitating between two opinions? How long are you going to keep moving from foot to foot? Should I stay or should I go? Should I spend or should I not spend? Should I get in or should I stay out? Should I be in this relationship or should I leave? These are the things and the questions of life that we have to consider on a daily basis. And we have to know the mind of God in order to make correct decisions. There is an old adage that says, he who hesitates is lost. And my eighth grade teacher used to give us these old idioms and sayings. And being the type of child that I was, I would always hold on to them and just kind of think about it for a while. He who hesitates is lost. He who hesitates is lost. And when you think about it, in a situation where you need to make a quick decision, hesitation could be very dangerous. Hesitation could cost you your life. It's like when we see sometimes parents are walking their children along the sidewalk and the child starts running wildly towards the next intersection and the parent calls the child and the child does not hear, or they decide that they don't want to hear. And so if you don't teach your children to follow instruction quickly, it can be a dangerous thing. I hear people all the time talking to their children saying, little Johnny, don't do that. Little Johnny, stop. Little Johnny, don't do that. Mommy doesn't like it when you do that. And that child is continually refusing to hear instruction. So their decision, I guess it's not so much that they haven't decided, it's just that they haven't decided to be obedient. And so it's very dangerous in the realm of the spirit not to be able to make a decision for God or against God. The Word of God says, if a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, not just in the choice that he is making at that moment, not just in a relationship, a romantic relationship, not just in a business relationship, but in everything he does. So what you want to do today is to check yourself. Check your decision-making ability. Are you one of those who halts for long seasons between two opinions? Are you one of those who holds off making the decision and keeps mulling it over in your mind until it's too late? I'm telling you, indecision is the cousin to procrastination. Both indecision and procrastination paralyze. They paralyze productivity. Indecision breeds anxiousness, and the Word tells us to be anxious for nothing. So what you're going to learn how to do, and I pray you learn it quickly, is to go ahead and make a decision. Anxiety or anxiousness is just a fancy word for fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. The power of decision is decision stabilizes. It also mobilizes. Once you have come to a particular resolution, once you have decided that this is what you're going to do, even as Joshua did when he got into the promised land with the people of God, and they were still up to their old shenanigans. They were still trying to serve God. and then engraft into their way of life the things that the people of the land were doing. Just like many of us, we don't want people to talk about us. We don't want people to say we're strange or peculiar. We don't want people to think this or to think that about us. And so we begin to gravitate towards some of the things that others are doing. But listen, my people, listen, beloved of God, there are things that you cannot gravitate towards. You cannot graft them into your life or your lifestyle. You have got to be for God or against God. And so you have to make a decision. How long, Joshua said, make a decision whether you're going to go with Baal or you're going to go with God, but it is not right for you to jump back and forth between the two. He says, if God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, just serve him. Make up your mind. Hey, Kashata, make up your own mind about your own life. Make up your own mind about what you want to do with your life. Make up your own mind about where you're going to go in life. I was just thinking this morning how scientifically the psychologists and sociologists and physiologists are all trying to determine whether or not your current situation is predicated upon nature or nurture. But I say by the Spirit this morning that it is a combination of the two, because you may be born into a certain situation, you may be born into a certain circumstance, but you can be changed from that situation and circumstance. So you can shift if you want to. It doesn't have to be your proclivity to do what your ancestors did, to be who your ancestors were, simply because that's proclivity that you were born into, because you can make your own decisions. Once you make the decision, it stabilizes you so that you are not vacillating between yes and no, here or there, stay and go. It stabilizes you so you get a firm foundation. And then once you've got a foundation, you can begin to build upon it. I saw something the other day on Facebook, a little picture that said, you can't make a difference until you make a decision. And so, beloved, I'm praying for you today that whatever things that you have in your life that you're vacillating between yea and nay, you're vacillating between come and go or stay. Hallelujah. Today is your day to make a decision and let it go. One thing, another thing that I saw said, if you are undecided and unable to make a decision, toss a coin, flip a coin in the air, because while that coin is flipping in the air, you then recognize what you are hoping it will land on. So you're going to go ahead and say, that's for those of you who do not have the Spirit of the living God. You can flip a coin if you want to, but you better be tuned into the Spirit of the living God so that you can make the choice that God is leading and guiding you to make. The power of decision calls you to begin to move towards destiny. It causes you to begin to operate in purpose. It aligns you with the divine plan of God and the divine purposes of God. And once you are aligned with the divine will of God, nothing shall be impossible for you. Nothing will be able to stop you. Nothing will be able to cause you to turn back. Distractions will not be able to delay you once you have made that decision. Now, I'm not saying that they won't come. They will come. But with every distraction comes a new opportunity to decide. Will I go with my distraction or will I stay focused with my decision and bring myself to the promised destiny that God has given unto me? I thank you this morning for tuning in to Waves of Glory. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin, your marketplace apostle. I am today. And I pray for you, beloved, that you will no longer be paralyzed by indecision. There will be no more vacillating and fluctuating. You're going to decide, and then you're going to go forward. You're going to go hard after the thing that you've decided to do. I thank you once again for tuning in to Waves of Glory. God bless you, and have a marvelous week in the kingdom.